Kids in trouble need advocates. That doesn't mean lawyers, and it doesn't necessarily mean surrogate replacement parents either. In 2014, 415,000 children passed through the foster care system in the U.S. Most foster children spend almost 2 years in state care, and 22,000 of them turned 18 without ever being linked to a permanent family. Foster children also face abuse and neglect within the system, the very thing that took them from their families in the first place. Someone who knows what it takes to advocate for those more than 400,000 vulnerable kids is Marsha Robinson Lowry. She's worked on behalf of these vulnerable children for 50 years. In 2014, she founded and now runs A Better Childhood, a nonprofit advocacy organization.
What I do, what ABC does, is system-wide cases to say, here are some examples of kids, but overall, there's too little money. The caseloads are too high. You don't have enough foster homes. The rate of maltreatment in care is too high, that kind of stuff. So what we try to do, and we've often succeeded in doing, is move the system into a different place so that kids get a better shot, that the structure is better. In Texas, we just had a judge find last year that the system is unconstitutional in its treatment of kids in foster care. And it's made foster care one of the top political priorities in the state, which would not have happened without the lawsuit.
Is abuse the result of opportunity in the sense that here are kids and here are adults? Or are there particular pathologies that lead to abusive foster care homes that need to be vetted and screened?
Well, theoretically, all these families are screened. But sometimes the kids are smacked by parents who don't have patience with them. Some of these kids have behavior problems, of course. Sometimes it's a bad fit. The foster parent's taking the kid in because they want to supplement the income, and they'll take the kid. There are people who are pathological. More often, it's opportunity. There's nobody to stop them. It's a power thing, too. But mostly, these children need affection. They need a family member. And they need somebody that they can feel as a family member. And all too often, I can't tell you how many times kids have said to me, nobody loves me. And one kid was evaluated by a psychiatrist in the context of one of the cases, and he asked her, who loves her? And she said, nobody. And he said, who do you love? And she said, nobody.
Wow.
We need to protect them and create an environment for them where they feel like they've got a family. We don't do that often enough.
What kind of questions do children ask you when they realize that you're there fighting on their behalf?
I represent the whole group of kids in foster care in the state, so I don't meet most of them. But when I talk to them, they ask me questions about when am I going to go home? When am I going to get a mommy? Why won't anybody let me go out? A young man in the Texas case, very bright guy, really had academic ambitions, now is in college, wanted to go to the after-school chess club, wasn't allowed. These are young people who have ambitions like everybody else, who want to have a decent life.
How significant would you say the population of foster care kids is in terms of contributing to mental health, criminality, social needs in the United States right now?
There's no question but that foster care is the feeder system for other systems that deal with dysfunction. Some of the kids that I worked with in Texas, when they were shown the door in foster care, slept on roofs, prostituted themselves for money, had no means of living. Well, how are young people who have nothing and nobody to pick up the phone and call, how are they going to live productive lives? And we're spending $30 billion to graduate these young people who have been miserable and we're under government's protection, and we're not helping them.
Marsha Lowry, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Marsha Robinson Lowry is a lawyer and the founder and executive director of A Better Childhood.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into games to challenge memory, attention, and problem solving. Learn more at Lumosity.com.